CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. Here is today's piece of the pie.
It's Donna Marion for Slice, and today I wanted to find out what the Bear Clan organization is all about. So I spoke to James Favel.
James, it's really interesting about how the Bear Clan has expanded from its origins. Can you talk about it, how it began?
Well, we started out with 12 volunteers in 2014, sitting around a boardroom table on Selkirk Avenue. By June 1st, 2016, we had 100 volunteers. We were occupying more of the greater North End. And in the last year, we've seen our numbers grow to more than 850 here in Winnipeg. And we are now in 21 communities in 11 cities and 4 provinces.
Are you getting the results that you'd like to see?
Community engagement was real. You know, behind all of this, we wanted to see our community get engaged and take back the responsibility of looking after ourselves and looking after our community members. When we first started out, there was a reluctance amongst community members to come out and participate for fear that they would have a negative interaction with a community member while out on patrol and then have to face that person again. Being able to dispel that myth, and we're not having negative interactions. We're out there handing out food, handshakes, hugs, things like that. We're building relationships. It's very positive what we're doing in the community. We're well received by community members. It was meant to heal our community, and I'm seeing that healing now.
In terms of reconciliation, that's a word that's kicked around a lot. Do you see that the Bear Clan has a role to play in reconciliation in Winnipeg, maybe elsewhere?
That kind of came about accidentally, where policy has always been, you know, we're Indigenous-led, it's based on our traditional clan system, but we are not exclusive in who serves with us or who we serve. And then we got involved with things that turned into reconciliatory-type work, and really proud of those events, but it wasn't intentional, it was just part of what we do. You know, we're open to everyone, and we serve everyone. And so when Cooper Nemeth went missing, I think that was the real start, the real kickoff of our reconciliatory-type work, and it just made sense to do that. We want our whole population to think of us as a resource, as somebody who's there to support and help. And we want everybody to feel that way, you know, as well, because, again, we all have the same basic needs, and we need to work together to ensure that everyone is getting equal access to those resources.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.